news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Worries about coronavirus and the way the Trump administration is handling it, or not handling it, propelled the Dow Jones Industrial Average to more massive losses on Monday, closing down a record-breaking 2,014 points. Nearly 8% after trading was temporarily halted in the morning due to the severity of the slide. Adding to the fears from the virus was the oil wars between Russia and Saudi Arabia. An obviously shell-shocked Donald Trump stood at the podium in the White House briefing room for a few minutes Monday evening, where he said he'll propose a temporary payroll tax cut and paid leave for hourly employees unable to work due to the coronavirus. The notoriously germophobic occupant of the White House is still publicly downplaying the threat posed by what CNN is now officially calling a pandemic, while precautions are quietly being taken all around him. Four Republican members of Congress are now in self-quarantine after coming in contact with someone at CPAC who subsequently tested positive. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas and Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona were the first to announce, followed by Georgia Congressman and Senate candidate Doug Collins, who said he'll self-quarantine just days after joining Trump at the CDC in Atlanta. So is Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, who mocked the coronavirus by wearing a gas mask before voting on that $8 billion aid package. But this comes after he rode on Air Force One with the president. Oh, and Donald Trump's incoming chief of staff, Mark Meadows, he appears to have been sidelined before he even begins his new job, as reports surface that he too may have come in contact with a carrier at CPAC. Meadows tested negative, but will still isolate himself for 2 weeks out of an abundance of caution. Although the president was also at the conference and also came into contact with many of the same people, he has neither been tested nor has he changed his behavior. Meanwhile, Italy is halting most travel and locking down the entire nation of 60 million people to contain a coronavirus outbreak that started in the northern part of the country. Israel, too, announced tough new steps to prevent a surge of infections, saying it would place everyone arriving in the country from abroad under quarantine for 14 days. Other countries also took aggressive action to protect public health, including Ireland, who canceled all St. Patrick's Day parades and festivals. Now, about that visit by Donald Trump to the CDC on Friday, yikes. Not only did he not quell concerns, he did as he always does. He lied. Trump completely misstated the availability of coronavirus testing.
I think, importantly, anybody right now and yesterday, anybody that needs a test gets a test. They're there. They have the tests. And the tests are beautiful. Anybody that needs a test gets a test. If there's a doctor that wants to test, if there's somebody coming off a ship, like the big monster ship that's out there right now, which, you know, again, that's a big decision. Do I want to bring all those people on? People would like me to do that. I don't like the idea of doing it. But anybody that needs a test can have a test. They're all set. They have them out there. In addition to that, they're making millions of more as we speak. But as of right now and yesterday, anybody that needs a test, that's the important thing. And the tests are all perfect. Like the letter was perfect. The transcription was perfect, right? This was not as perfect as that, but pretty good.
Yes, he did just screw up comparing the tests to his phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky. That's what he meant when he talked about the letter. He was talking about the phone call. Oh my God. I couldn't make this stuff up if I tried. He then deemed himself a natural expert in epidemiology.
And I like this stuff. You know, my uncle was a great person. He was at MIT. He taught at MIT for, I think, like a record number of years. He was a great super genius, Dr. John Trump. I like this stuff. I really get it. People are surprised that I understand it. Every one of these doctors said, how do you know so much about this? Maybe I have a natural ability. Maybe I should have done that instead of running for president.
Oy. And he attacked political adversaries instead of relaying words of caution and advice that some officials have advocated. Many point to Trump's Friday appearance as one of the chief causes of Monday's massive stock market fall. At the opening bell on Tuesday, stocks rebounded, surging 800 points. We'll see how the day progresses. In other news, it is Mini Tuesday, with 352 delegates up for grabs as Idaho, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, and Washington State go to the polls. The Reverend Jesse Jackson formally endorsed Bernie Sanders' campaign this weekend as Kamala Harris and Cory Booker both came out for Joe Biden. The big prize this Tuesday is Michigan, which Sanders must win decisively to stay viable. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. While you're there, please click on that donate button.